Tape is rolling? Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the May 31st, 2012 City of Ocala Code Enforcement hearings for the, what am I? Today I'm the magistrate. There we go. For the municipal magistrate. Going down through the agenda, I gather what I have here is the latest word in terms of what we're doing. Okay. Okay. I've reviewed the minutes of the prior meeting and approved them and adopt them as the minutes of that meeting. Madam Secretary, if you'll swear in the officers for the hearings today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Do you want to go to new business or you want to do Massey hearings first?
Well, we do have some representation here this morning. I'd like to go with that. The first one arrived was case C-1120593. That's on page 4 of the agenda.
Okay, let's handle who's here.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, just for anybody that hasn't been through one of these before, the drill is fairly straightforward. The staff members of the code enforcement for the City of Ocala will put on an initial presentation. They must establish that there's reason to believe that a violation exists. We'll then call you up if you wish to come up. You can cross-examine the city staff if you have any questions of them. You'll get an opportunity to tell your whole tale. Then we'll degenerate into a chit-chat as to how we're going to move from where we are to where we're going and proceed down the road. So it's relatively informal, but it does carry a little bit of the structure of a plaintiff-defendant kind of arrangement where it goes back and forth kind of thing. Okay? Okay, first case.
Good morning, Your Honor. Charles Rich, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified in the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified in all four levels of training. I've been your code enforcement manager for about a little over 4 years and have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting cases this morning. Police magistrate, we started C-1120593, Robert and Alna Greer, HSBC Bank USA National Corporation. A case involving Inspector Dan Baker, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, at the location 2818 Southwest 20th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3432 Water Collections, Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter, and Section 34141-145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2358-001-010. Legal service was obtained on 3/23/327 of 2012 for the notice of violation, 4/9 and 4/16/2012 for the notice of hearing. We legally posted the property on 3/21/2012 for the NOV and 4/5/2012 for the notice of hearing. As additional correspondence as part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the less penance, the final judgment, FDIC information, and information letter from the owners. The summary and findings that Officer Dan Baker responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contains junk and debris and has a water collection. Excuse me. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Baker added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the response remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. As part of your presentation, at the end of your presentation, we've included photographs that indicate the condition of the property as it sits when Officer Baker responded to the location throughout his investigation, and finally, a photograph of 2 days ago.
Okay, my mind looking at the land map tells me this is that subdivision off Easy Street, the street off of Easy Street. Yeah, Calla Hills, right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know where the property is.
Staff has a recommendation. If you'd like, I'd read that into the record at this time. And then
okay, give me 2 seconds. You talk faster than the city's somewhat archaic mouse moves documents. You know, if the city councilman actually ever used a real mouse, they would replace these things in a heartbeat.
I use one myself, so you're just preaching to the choir here.
Okay, let's see. Well, we have one very dark picture that looks like an eave dangling off. Is that what I'm looking at, or is that a water...
Is that at the bottom, or page 4 or page 5?
Let's see. It's the first of the photo exhibits. I guess that's probably the rain gutter dangling.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So this has been previously protected.
Yes, sir.
Is that the pool framing that's above the thing to close off the pool? Is that what that
is?
Yes,
sir. It's my belief that was installed by the bank at one point. It doesn't look like the job that we do. And that has, of course, not been tended to, so now it's all
over. No, but it's interesting. They put the wire over the framing. Usually
we do the same.
You do the same?
Okay. Yes, but we use a heavy tarp rather than just some visqueen.
Okay. Looks like it was once a nice home.
Yes, sir.
Okay, talk to me about your recommendations.
Please, Your Honor, a staff recommendation would find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432, 3495, and 34141 through 145, and order them to, one, clean up the property properly, removing any junk and debris. Two, drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool. Additionally, three, to register and maintain the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance. And four, pay the cost of prosecution of the case assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. From the photos I'm looking at, I'm having a little difficulty coming up with the weeds and accumulation of trash. Does somebody want to help me with that?
Well, it's part of the, it's twofold here. It's part of the 34, 141 through 145. They have to maintain the shrubbery and what have you around the house, maintain that in cut and clean condition.
Okay.
At the bottom of page 2, you'll see that the trees are starting to grow over that. Secondly, this scaffolding directed over the pool is going to be junk and debris until it's repaired and replaced properly, and we want that removed and taken care of.
Okay.
Additionally, Officer Baker is here to provide any other answers or any other information.
Okay, I wasn't seeing big piles of junk stacked around that we typically see in these cases. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do we have a representative of the owner or the bank that would like to talk to us about this? Come on up, sir. Ma'am, or whoever. However many want to come up.
I work for the bank.
Okay, come up and tell the lady clerk your name and address and be sworn in, please.
Kimberly Humphrey. My address is at care of Morris Hardwick Schneider, 5110 Eisenhower Boulevard, Tampa, Florida.
Thank you. Are you an attorney?
Yes, I am.
We don't need to.
Okay.
You're not giving testimony. You're just talking to
me.
Okay. Then you're good to go.
We have no further objections to the recommendations that were made. We do feel that the homeowner is responsible for these repairs and the fines, so we don't object.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything further from me? Come on up, sir. Same drill. Have this lady swear you in and give us your name and address, please.
Robert Greer, I'm the homeowner, 2397 Bachman Path, The Villages, 32162.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Tell us where we're going here.
Well, can I give you something to look
sure.
at?
Sure. I'll look at almost anything.
I just had two, so I can kind of read off of that.
So this will be my copy for the record.
Sure. That's fine.
I wanted to give one to the magistrate.
Yeah, but he can give his back.
I will.
After he's looked at it.
I share. I play well with other children, okay?
This one will be retained.
Okay. You're right. The house was a beautiful house. We bought it in 2005. We were hit with a sinkhole in 2010. If you look at the trail of the paperwork, the reason I brought that, if you go back to the page 7.
Of the docket,
we were foreclosed on in January of 2010.
And they still haven't got a sale yet?
No. Well, we've had 5 mortgage companies, 7 attorneys. I haven't met you yet, so I guess you're the latest in a long string.
See how many friends you've made.
Yeah. We've tried to work with Judge Francis King. We even at one point She permitted us to sue the mortgage company to force a foreclosure, because the mortgage company would set a foreclosure date, cancel, set it, cancel. All of that wood screening in the back, I have no clue who did that. It might have been the very first mortgage company when the foreclosures first started.
Okay.
We've been told not to be on the property. We're working with Michael Cooper here in town.
Okay.
The mortgage company has, that's all been padlocked and locked, and we're not even allowed to be on the property.
Okay.
It is now set for a foreclosure sale on July the 11th.
Okay.
So our hope is on July the 11th, it will all be over, but...
Well, it'll actually be over 10 days after that.
Okay, 10 days after that, but it hasn't been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've tried to do everything we could. There is no trash on the property. I mean, I think everything else the pictures show, and the pool does look horrible. That was done almost immediately. That's been there for 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure why, but apparently our neighbor across the street has kind of kept us posted, and I guess there's a lot of buckling inside the house from the sinkhole.
Could be.
We actually had, this is kind of a side note, full insurance coverage for the sinkhole. They were going to pay for it. We got 3 bids. We picked the bidder. They were going to start the work, and they said, we're all set to go, but the mortgage company has to sign off on the work so that we get paid at the end. The mortgage company refused to sign off on the work. So I have stacks of certified documents saying it wasn't you guys. I think it was, I don't know, Fremont or Litton or somebody. We would say, look, they're going to fix the house, and the mortgage company would say, well, just send us the check. And say, no, it doesn't work that way. They'll fix the house. So part of this problem with it would have been taken care of and could have been taken care of.
Yeah.
But we've been out of the house for 2 years now. So
yeah.
I just wanted
okay.
to...
Okay, so if I see the drill, what's going to happen is that you're going to have the sale on July 11th. Title will probably pass to the bank on the 21st. You'll be out of it. There'll be a, there probably will be some fine running here that will attach to the property. Bank's got to figure out what it wants to do with all that. Whether or not it gets wiped out in the foreclosure or not, I'm not sure. You know, so that'll be blowing around. Okay, fair enough. Anybody have an objection to me adopting the recommendations of city staff? Okay, I find the violations occurred. I adopt the recommendations of the city staff. Prepare an order accordingly. There you go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming. You too, ma'am. You had to get up early to get here by 9 o'clock from Tampa.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I was being friendly to the lady lawyer, okay? I was not talking to you. As amazing as that may seem.
I'm wondering if she heard you.
I don't think so.
Okay,
what
so, please, magistrate, we go to a Massey hearing at this point on page 9
okay.
of the agenda.
CON
12-0359.
CON 0359. Yvette
Sidney?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, the city attests that we have an affidavit of non-compliance in
okay.
this file. I don't have the... I can bring up the specific paperwork in the order if you would like for you.
Well,
or I don't know what
why don't we take 60 seconds and talk to
yes, sir.
Ms. Sidney and find out what it is she wants, and we'll figure out whether or not we need to do all that or not.
No problem.
Or Ms. Sidney's representative, I guess. Good evening, sir. Morning, sir. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. Greg Gerald, address 445 Northeast 8th Avenue, Ocala, 34470. I'm an attorney here appearing for the bank this morning, Specialized Loan
Which
Servicing.
Which bank is that?
Specialized Loan Servicing. They were also
okay.
on the order.
Okay.
The way that I understand it is that, well, I've been advised by the bank that they have obtained a lawn care company to perform regular maintenance. The lawn has now been cut, which I understand was a problem. The property was reinspected, from what I understand, on 5/16. There was still a problem with overgrowth and accumulation. I received, this isn't gonna help a whole lot, but I received an email yesterday evening with pictures where it was the overgrowth was cleaned up as of 5:30, as of yesterday.
Okay.
What we would request is a short continuance to allow the property to be reinspected, and I understand the costs have already been paid, the 162. And if the city has no objection, we'd ask that it be reinspected.
The city has no objection.
Okay, so what was our original compliance date? Do we know?
I'd have to look that up in the record, sir.
Well, let's take it another approach. Whatever our prior compliance date was, what kind of time is the city going to need to get out there, a week?
We can reinspect tomorrow.
Okay, so let's see, today's Thursday. Okay. What's next Thursday, the 6th or the 7th?
I'll tell you in just one moment.
7th is next Thursday? Okay. I will enter an order amending the prior order to change the compliance date to June 7th. And that should give everybody plenty of time to reinspect. If there's a problem, run out to fix something, and we don't have to go through this.
For the record, the follow-up date was 5/16, as he indicated.
Okay.
Officer Vo is the officer in this case. And I have any other information that you'd like to see. The city
okay.
agrees with your ruling.
No, I'm fine. We'll just amend the compliance date to next Thursday.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Everybody good?
We're good. If you have your business. Okay. No problem. No big deal. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. Okay. What are we up to next?
I'm going to go to item 3 on the agenda, which or on the docket here. Page 7 at the top of your page. Case number PRK120405. This is a case involving Officer Lightfree in the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is under the parking hearings section of your docket, your electronic docket.
Yeah, I'm working on this. Okay, we'll hear PRK120405, City of Ocala versus Esther K. Gibbs, GIBBS.
If it pleases the magistrate, the city would agree that Ms. Gibbs has now provided us with a copy of her disabled person's parking identification permit.
Mm-hmm.
The city is willing to reduce this to costs.
And what does the city consider its cost to be?
$95.19, which would be a $150 discount off the actual fine.
Okay.
And that's consistent with what the previous magistrate has done in other cases involving this matter, where the respondent did have one, however, it was not properly affixed to
mm-hmm.
the vehicle as indicated in the photographs.
Okay.
On page 5.
Okay.
Page 6 of your presentation.
Okay.
The respondent has also written on page 3.
Yeah, I see that.
3, so
I
you
have
might
that.
Want to read that first. Officer Lightfree is prepared to answer any questions the magistrate may have.
Okay, well, let's talk to Ms. Gibbs first here. Come on up, please. This is nice when you have a parking violation. You get a copy of the driver's license and you know who's walking up to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Would you be sworn in by the secretary, please?
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
Esther K. Gibbs, 3415 Northeast 17th Terrace, Ocala, Florida, 34479.
Ms. Gibbs, understanding that any fine is not something anyone looks forward to, but is the recommendation of the city staff reasonable in your view to waive all of the fine and just collect their costs?
The reason I asked for this appointment is because I'm on disability. I don't make much money. I can't pay the fine.
Okay.
I did have my placard hanging there when I left my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I didn't hang it properly, but when I came back, there was the ticket on my windshield,
mm-hmm.
which I thought I had to go to OPD for,
mm-hmm.
and later found my placard underneath some papers that were three or four papers that were on my front seat. This gentleman pointed out to me, he took pictures of my front seat. The papers are there. I don't know how it got underneath it. I know it was hanging there when I left. To alleviate the problem in the future, I have now affixed my placard to my visor.
Mm-hmm.
So I just lower it when I leave, and therefore it won't blow down.
Okay.
I do have pictures of that if you'd like to see it.
Okay.
I know it was hanging there when I left because I got out of my car and I closed the door and I had to reopen the door to go back in to get my account number and what was owed to the electric company. My bill had gotten waylaid, sent to my brother's address in Largo. They confused my name with my mother's. We have the same name. She was living in my house for 11 years. I took care of her. The post office has gotten us confused a lot. And when she moved to Largo for my brother to take care of her, at first all of my mail went there, and now just sometimes some of it goes there. So, which was my reason for being there, was to pay a late electric bill.
Well, I think my inclination is to find that the violation probably occurred, but I think I also am going to only award the city $45 out-of-pocket costs.
No, the city has no objection to this. I want her to understand that this is not a personal thing. It's just that we get complaints about handicap parking and we can't
observe.
Right.
The placard, we have to take action.
When I went to the police department, the woman there, the officer there, told me they blow off of the rearview mirror all the time. They have a problem with that. And I asked her, do you have a problem with me taping it to my windshield? Because, you know, I don't want to have to go through this. It's hard for me to get around.
Hmm.
And she said she couldn't answer that, only to the effect that a lot of people will break into your vehicle when they know that you have one in there. So if you tape it to your windshield, it will just encourage them to break in.
Yeah, you also
but
would probably
on the
have
placard, it says you can't leave it hanging there.
No,
yeah.
It's also a violation. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, the minute you scotch tape it to the windshield, you're going to be talking to the highway patrol.
Right.
Well, I have now got a huge band that I have a picture of it if you'd like to see it.
No, that's fine. I believe you. I have no problem with that.
Doing every effort that it doesn't happen again.
Okay. Well, and that's kind of why we're not even going to try to collect all the city's costs. So at your leisure, if you would take care of the $45, that would be nice.
Can we have a 10 working days or something else that would be amenable to the...
So it's clearly not Christmas in your life, is it?
No, sir.
Okay.
It's just
30 days.
There you
go. Right.
Do I get any receipt to pay? Or?
They're going to send you some orders and things when they bring them to me to sign.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming down.
Please, Magistrate, we proceed to the middle of page 7 of the docket. CEB 040060. This is a case that was previously awarded in favor of the respondent here to just pay the $100 cost.
Mm-hmm.
They did not accomplish that within the time frame provided by the magistrate, and obviously we have to come back before you because we would not be able to violate the order that you previously provided.
So, do we now have the property in compliance?
Yes, sir. The property is in compliance.
Okay. And how much did we miss our deadline by?
Quite some time, a few months.
Okay, not days.
No, sir.
Okay.
The city has no objection to whatever the magistrate would like to do.
Okay. Well, in order for me to know what I'm going to do, I need some small clue of what I ordered.
Okay. So, if you'll go to your presentation.
Oh, you have this one, huh? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One moment. Okay. Let me get out of the parking fines. This is 60. 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60, 60. I don't see. Oh, it's in the petitions.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to bring up the previous petition for you.
60, 60, 60. Now, how do I know? So we're down to the issue of $100 it costs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, since I only have the...
I'm going to bring up the previous one for
you.
Yeah,
can you do that to let me get a drift on the magnitude of the problem?
Well, there are some pictures in your...
Oh, I see the case photos.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This was a very big problem for...
Oh, I remember this one.
For many
years. I remember the boat.
Originally, the fine ended up being $129,150.
Yes. I remember that.
Your previous petition is now on our screen, if you want to...
Yeah, hold it. I'm working. I'm halfway through this. Okay. Oh, my. And this is now in compliance, huh?
Yes, sir. They were awarded 14 days on February 23rd.
Is that because nobody showed?
No, they did show up at that hearing as well.
And we only gave them 14 days?
The B magistrate.
Oh, Mr. Dobbins,
yes,
only
sir.
Gave them 14 days. Okay.
They indicated that the $100 wasn't the problem. They indicated they just didn't...
Just didn't meet the deadline?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think they understand now that,
well,
you know... Well, your order is, they were here at that meeting, but I don't think they understood that, from my conversation with them, that they understood that the order they received verbally from the magistrate was what they needed.
Okay. Okay, good enough. Okay, do we have either Ms. Fries or someone on behalf of Ms. Fries here? Okay, if you'll... Be sworn in by the secretary, please.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that everything you, the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Dolores Fries, 1891 Northeast 28th Street, 34470.
Sorry about mispronouncing your name.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. A lot of people do that.
I don't have any problem whatsoever of modifying the order to... extend the compliance date and the payment date through next Thursday.
We appreciate that. I'm very sorry that,
okay.
That
you know,
it was like a misunderstanding, and then the next thing
okay.
You know, the time's passed.
The object of code enforcement is to get compliance. We got compliance, so now we just deal with a $100 issue, and we'll go down the road on that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And we pay that at the code enforcement, right?
Yeah, you pay it at the treasurer's office down on the first...
Code enforcement office.
Code enforcement office? They
yes,
actually
sir.
Let you handle money?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
And we should...
Wow.
We should do that within what time frame? This
week from today, Thursday.
Week from today.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We will do that.
You know, the don't let this get back.
No, sir. No,
because,
sir. We will not.
Consequences
I promise.
Of a second go-round on this is not going to be good.
No, sir. No, sir.
Is your husband still living on this property?
No, sir. He's deceased.
Oh, okay. That ends that one. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, thank you for your efforts.
Thank
and,
you,
sir.
We
work
are
on
sorry.
It by next Thursday.
We will take care of it.
Okay. I'll enter an order amending the compliance date to next Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll proceed in the docket to page 4. At the bottom of page 4 is CON 12-1020.
Page 4. 1020. Okay. You know, I'm actually starting to get the drift of your icons. That's actually scary.
This is a case involving Inspector Raymond Furring of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division and Paget Medical Center, LLC, 7502 Southwest 60th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. and Joseph Letelier, 2599 Northwest 185th Street, Citra, as the property owner. The Paget Medical Center is the business and the respondent in this case. The letter, Joseph Letelier is the owner of the property, and because his property is involved in a situation, we have to notify him.
Okay. It's probably Letelier, but...
I'm sorry, sir?
It's probably Letelier, but anyway.
Paget Medical Center is the tenant.
Oh, is the tenant? Okay. So
yes,
Letelier is the record owner and Paget is the tenant. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And this is just off State Road 200.
Yes, sir.
Is this Shady? No, it's not Shady.
No. 7502 Southwest 60th Avenue.
60th. Okay. So that's out there.
County, Florida.
Okay. So we're out west of the interstate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Proceed.
This is a violation of Section 110-131, prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 35497-003-07. Legal service was obtained for the NOV and the NOH on 5-14 and 15-2012. We posted the property on 5-9-2012 for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report. At the end of your presentation, we have a copy of photographs of the problem that we encountered with what we have referred to as snipe signs. They're essentially advertising push-in-the-ground signs. These push-in-the-ground signs are prohibited anywhere in the city of Ocala. We've had quite a bit of problem with these. They expend hundreds of hours of city time in the removal and disposal of same. The summary of findings in this case, that Officer Raymond Furring observed this violation while patrolling the city. Additional investigation revealed that several officers from the city, from the Code Enforcement Division, observed additional signs posted in the right-of-way throughout the city and had to remove them. Officer Furring responded to the business location, observed they are still in business at that location, and noticed them to remove any signs not already removed by code enforcement personnel, plus posted the property slash business with the notice of violation notice hearing. These signs are not permittable anywhere in the city, and I would say that on average, the Code Enforcement Division has to remove and dispose of several thousand of these a year. Staff has a recommendation. There is representation here. If you want, I could read the recommendation into the record now. Or
yeah, let's do that. Tell me what it is the city would like.
Staff recommendation is consistent with what this magistrate has ordered previously in these cases, to find the respondent guilty with violating City Code Section 110-131. Excuse me. And order them to, one, remove any remaining off-site unpermitted signs and not place any additional signs throughout the city, two, pay a fine of $250, and three, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Let me finish looking at pictures here for a second.
I can personally attest that I picked up sign at State Road 40 and 11th Avenue Northeast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who would like to come up and talk to us from the respondents? Anybody that's going to testify, please come up and be sworn by the secretary.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Shanna Holloway, 7502 Southwest 60th Avenue, Unit B, Ocala, Florida, 34476.
Thank you.
Okay. Is anybody else going to testify?
I'm the property owner.
Okay.
Please raise your
right
hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
State your name and address for the record.
Joseph Letelier, 2599 Northwest 185th Street, Central Florida.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, madam, you seem to be the lead person here. Tell me what we're going to do here.
Well, to my knowledge, all of the signs that we are aware of have been removed. It was done by someone helping the owner who actually lives in Tampa, and we didn't even know they had put the signs out until we received the notice that they had put signs out and it wasn't supposed to have been done.
Okay.
So like I said, to our knowledge, they've all been removed. We're not going to put any more out at all.
Well, what's the relationship between the person that went to all the expense of printing these things, buying the wire frames, putting them together, drive up from Tampa and stick them in the ground inside the city limits of Ocala,
all that I was told is that it was someone who was helping out the owner.
That's hard to believe.
And I'm just telling you everything that I know. It was someone that was assisting the owner.
So Mr. Holloway isn't going to come talk to us?
Mr. Holloway is not the owner. I work at Paget Medical. The owner is actually Sean Paget. He recently got out of the hospital after having an aneurysm in his aorta.
Okay. Well, do we now have the drift that we can't do these?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Have we done something to notify this friendly saint from Tampa that seems to want to do our advertising that he's not to do this anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enter an order finding the violation occurred. I'm going to find in that order that all of the signs have been removed. The consequence of that finding is that if we find another one, it's a new sign and a new violation. Okay? And I'm going to find that the tenant needs to pay the costs of the city, which are how much?
Information for you, sir. That's part of your presentation on page 35. We've enumerated
35. Okay.
That information.
And I'm only on
123.32.
How much?
$123.32.
Boy,
we don't put the fact that we had to go all over the city to pick them up because this is just the hard costs involved in preparation and presenting the case today.
Okay. Well, ma'am, that's kind of a gift. So you need to see it as a gift. Okay, so I'm going to order that the tenant pay the city the costs of $123.32 by a week from today, next Thursday. That's becoming a favorite date today. Now, let me also make sure that you understand something. Should this happen again, you then fall in the category of what's known as a repeat offender. The fines get huge. The theory being that if you get tagged one time, you know what the rules are, okay? Under the circumstance of this case, I'm also going to not find a violation by the property owner. Okay. And it seems to be fair under the circumstances of how we got here. So, okay. I'll enter an order consistent with that in the next few days. If you'll just get the $123 to these guys at code enforcement, we'll be down the road.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
I'd like to say one thing.
Yeah.
I've been a property owner for years. I just came from, not just, but 15 years ago, we had properties in Pompano.
Mm-hmm.
And the code enforcement there was brutal. I mean, incredible. Mm-hmm. The things that we see done to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank you all for being the way you are and being understandable, shall we say, because there's always things that happen beyond our control, and we try to not do things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We want the city to look good, too.
Well, we don't see ourselves as revenue raisers. We'd like to cover the cost of enforcement of the code.
Well,
and
it gives me a little better feeling about the processes that we go through when we see this. And knowing what I've seen down there and coming to here today was quite an event, thinking that the hatchet was going to fall and prisoners taken.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Okay, well, we try to be practical. Thank you for coming. Okay, is that all our warm bodies?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to take 2 seconds to put some warm coffee.
Yes, sir.
In
please
my
do.
Cup.
That give us a chance
right
to catch
back
up on our stuff.
Okay,
I'll
give you time.
Where do you want to go next?
So we'll go to page 2 of the docket, COM 120199, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy of City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division and Brian and Pamela Martin, a location at the city at 533 Northeast 43rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, Section 82182. The parcel ID is 252751-002-024. Legal services obtained on 2/24/2012 for the notice of violation. All additional certified mail has been returned unclaimed. We post the property on 2/22/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/10/2012 for the notice of hearing. And as an additional license requirement, the city would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful. The city has put copies of the photographs in your case file.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any additional questions. We do have a staff recommendation.
Okay, tell me about it.
The staff recommendation, I wanted to just, if the magistrate would bear with me for
sure,
one
I'm
minute.
Sure, I'm still trying to look at all the pictures. So.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening with one ear and dialing with the finger. Well, you sent out enough mail in this thing.
Yes, sir. We.
It's a wonder the Postal Service isn't turning a profit.
We do try to keep everybody noticed. There is someone living there, so we're sure that, you know, they got one notice, and because they signed for that one. They didn't sign for anything else, and
okay.
We just post the property.
So the record owners of Brian and Pam Martin just live up the road in Astor.
Yes, sir.
Have we talked to them at all?
Officer Kennedy would have to answer that question. We are not, you know, attempting to demolish this, the house, just that garage structure that's falling over there.
Okay. Any clue what these people are all about?
I spoke with Mr. Martin, I think, 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. He was there with his friends. They were going to take it down. It was going to be down that day. I told him I'd give him a couple more days, and I went back out, and it was still standing, and it's still standing. So,
and no evidence of any progress at actually demolishing.
No, they actually put more stuff in the building. They had it cleaned up. They have more stuff back in the building. The house has been vacant. They rent it out.
Well, the little house doesn't look bad. Yeah. Before
I'm coming soon to a magistrate hearing near you, it has been unsecured. So.
Oh, okay. But I mean, physically, the little house is a valuable house. It's not.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's not a palace, but.
It's the shed in question,
the shed.
Not the house.
Yeah, and you got a. Do we also have junk and debris?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Okay, because that's pretty obvious from the photos. Ooh, my, part of that shed really is down, isn't it? Wow.
The lean-to part, where you see it, the roof is lower, that's just propped up with poles.
Well, it looks like, let's see, I'm looking at the February and March photos, the jump has changed. So.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
It,
that
it went,
yeah.
It came.
Yeah. They haven't got the drift yet. Okay. Fair enough. Tell me about, oh, there's an auto tag right there if you want to chase that down. It used to be the tenant, I guess. Okay, tell me about your recommendation.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section, find the respondent guilty of violating Code Sections 3495, 82181, and 82182 as it pertains to the structure at the rear of the residence, the shed, i.e. Garage structure, and to order to, one, cut and clean up the property, removing all of the junk and debris, two, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the structure up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain I just need to make a note here, because it's not a residence. Or to obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And three, pay the cost of prosecution the case is assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation in the city to do the work, utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Well, I'm disinclined to give the amount of time to get that building permit that you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Mostly because I don't see a chance on the planet of successfully getting a building permit on that structure. So I'll adopt the staff recommendation, but with the revision that they either got to have that building permit or the demolition permit in 30 days or that fine starts.
So we're going to remove the...
I think you gave them 180 days to get a permit.
Well, no, we gave them 30 days to obtain either a building permit or a demolition permit and 60 days to complete the work, and you would want to take the 60 days out?
No, I thought you were originally giving them 180 days just to get the building
permit. Well, what happens if they obtain a permit by state law?
If they obtain a permit, then they're in the process and they do inspections and...
Yes, sir.
We do all that sort of stuff.
Right.
You can't draw plans to bring that into compliance.
No, I would have a tendency to agree with you, but we do like to leave you the comfortable cushion there.
Just keep the line somewhat short.
So could you just elaborate on
where you want... Well, it sounds like we are in agreement.
Okay.
But the one or the other permits have got to be in place within 30 days.
Very good.
Or we're going to have a fine.
Yes.
And then you're instructed to go out and tear it down and lien the property.
Thank you very much. That brings us to page 3 of the agenda of the docket in CON 120589.
Mm-hmm. 589, okay, there we go.
This is a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the respondent TD Bank National Association, 380 Wellington Street, London, Ontario, Canada. A case location within the city at 4910 Northeast 50th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2737-000-004, and legal services obtained on 3/20/2012 for the notice of violation, 4/9/2012 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 4/10/2012 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy relocated this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. I might point out that we obtained service from the Canadian Post Office faster than we do from the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, I learned the hard way just recently that there's a different mail receipt that
yes,
you
sir.
Use.
Yes.
That if you send it to Canada with the regular green on it, they don't ever send it back.
No, it probably goes to some bin somewhere. We have to use the proper proper postal paperwork, PPP.
So it went from FDIC to TD Bank. Now I wonder how FDIC got it. Oh well.
Staff has a recommendation that I can read into the record if you'd like.
Sure.
Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495. Order them to cut and clean up their property, preferably removing any junk and debris, and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of should be $50 a day because this is a business, but because we have it in the order, we'll do. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
So ordered.
That'll bring us to the next case on the docket, CON 120592.
Okay.
It's the city of Ocala. Excuse me just one moment. City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy. The respondent is Ocala Drive-In Development 3, LLC, 3212 Blossom Lane, Odessa, Texas. A location of the city limits, 4916 East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2737-000-005. Legal service was obtained on 3/12/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/13/2012 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 4/10/2012. We've included copies of the violation in your presentation at the end. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation of reporter to enter in.
Please.
Find respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495, order them to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case, all as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I'm guessing, without actually looking, that this must be right next to the one we just did.
Yes, sir.
What is all this orange stuff? Is that construction?
I would have to have Officer Kennedy answer that.
Is that what that is? Is that stuff they put along the... Okay, I'll adopt the staff recommendation. So ordered.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3 of the docket. A case involving Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala. The respondents are Karen Carpenter and Wells Fargo Bank. A location within the city at 2245 Northwest 8th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, 34141 through 145, section 82181, and section 82182. The parcel ID is 25139-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 8/30/91 of 2011 for the notice of violation and 4/11/12/2012 for the notice of hearing. Certified mail has been returned from the respondent. Legally posted the property on 8/26/2011 for the notice of violation and 4/10/2012 for the notice of hearing. I might note for the magistrate that you'll see there is considerable amount of time between the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. And I would say that I was in contact with this bank, recently, with this bank's attorneys who gave me some assurances that they were going to have the bank take care of this problem. We, of course, gave them some additional time, and then we scheduled a hearing sometime after that because, obviously, they did not take care of what they said they were going to take care of.
Okay, and we got two structure reports.
We have two structural inspections, one that we did.
7 months apart.
Yes, sir. And as you can see, it hasn't gotten any better.
Okay, and refresh my memory on what the point, in when you, how many points
well, the,
must you
the,
drop below?
The building official will attempt to score the structure based upon what he can observe there. And basically at this point, all the copper and fittings and what have you have been removed from the building. It's our contention through what we
so
want to present.
So we're slowly recycling it?
Hopefully. It's our contention that the cost to repair this structure are going to be more than 50% worth of the value of the structure,
okay.
One. And two, that the structure, by virtue of statute one, or code 181 and 182, is causing slum, blight, and degradation of the neighborhood that it's attached to.
Okay, we got a 2005 death certificate in the property appraiser's records. Does that mean Karen Carpenter's dead?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which explains why we got the bank involved.
Yes, sir.
And I gather Joseph must have died a long time ago. That would be his husband, her husband.
Yes.
Okay.
So as part of our presentation, we have the structural evaluations, a copy of the list pendants, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish. I can read the summary of findings and the staff recommendation into the record if you'd like. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. Additional investigation revealed that the property has had many other cases, the last in 2009 for code section 3495, 181, and 182, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Baker added the bank to the case. Additionally, Officer Baker requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the inspection resulting in a score of 60 points and deteriorated. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy the violations have not been successful. The violation remains. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating section code section 3495, 82181, and 82182 as a repeat violator for chapter 16204 of the Florida statutes as to the violation of code section 3495. Order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. Respondent is to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. To register and maintain the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 4. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day and the city to do the work, utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Baker is prepared to answer any additional questions you may have.
I have a question, but not up Mr. Baker's alley. Okay. Refresh my memory on what our city code says in terms of the priority of a lien that we might put on this property vis-a-vis the mortgage.
Very good question, Your Honor. In our case, we refer back to Chapter 162 for these liens, which advises that our liens are going to be subordinate to the bank's contract. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we know how far along the foreclosure process the bank is?
No, sir. I can say that we noticed them originally back in August of last year. I received a letter from the attorneys involved in the case sometime, I'd have to look it up, but I think it was sometime in October, where they said, you know, we acknowledge the receipt of the notice of violation, and, you know, we're going to take care of this, please advise us of any costs involved due to the city, blah, 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 and you know, here we sit today with no action taken. So part of our, of course, objective is to gain some sort of compliance, even if we have to do it ourselves. It's my contention.
What I'm trying to do is figure out how to let the bank pay for it.
I know that in our code, our utility liens mm-hmm. are not subordinated. They are established as a special assessment. Mm-hmm. But we have not done that. Some cities have done code work and
yeah, and you have to wait for the mortgages to churn through so that the mortgage comes into existence after you amend your code to do that. You
yes,
can't
sir.
Prime
and I could,
them after
I could also say that we are routinely foreclosed out of.
Yeah. See, my thinking process is if they're anywhere close to the end of their foreclosure process, that if we don't lien it till after they foreclose, then we got out.
We have done that sometimes, and we've also had some situations where they have just neglected to include the city on their paperwork.
Well, if you file your lien after the Liz Pendens, you're not required to join the lien holder. Because that's the effect of the Liz Pendens, is everything filed after the Liz Pendens automatically gets wiped out. So the trick would be to time your fix-it after their foreclosure, if possible. Anyway, I'm going to adopt the staff recommendations and enter an order accordingly. But I just hate to effectively be giving money to this bank that seems disinclined to do anything useful. So
100% agreement.
I would take a look at the foreclosure docket before I rushed out there with my demolition crew. And if just a few months of stalling.
Well, it will take us some time. We do have to obtain all of the proper information, so I assure the magistrate
we have to have
our asbestos testing and everything else done.
So I would take a look at seeing if you couldn't get that lien after their foreclosure certificate of title comes out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good enough.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 4 on the docket, CON 1206.
Well, let me back up just a second.
Yes, sir.
If we impose the fine against both the owner and the bank,
yes.
Sir. And the bank becomes the owner at the foreclosure sale. I mean, the lien against the owner attaches to that piece of real estate at the moment we file it. But the moment the bank buys it, does not our lien catch it because it catches all property owned in the county?
Well, what happens with Wells Fargo Bank is essentially, yes, any other properties they own it within the city limits of Ocala.
And this one, when they become the owner,
would be encumbered by this
lien.
They
do not effectively get rid of us.
No, and that has been a useful tool to us previously.
Yeah.
Because they call up all the time wanting, you know, partial release from this one or that one because, you know, we have this case out here and we want to sell this property over there.
Yeah, the only way you would be effectively foreclosed out is if you had a third-party bidder. Not the bank, not the owner. Because either one of them, that lien grabs it.
I don't think you have to worry about anybody buying this place.
I don't think so either. Not a likely problem. Okay, just thinking through the process.
If it pleases the magistrate, we would move to the middle of page 4 of the docket, COM 120620.
Gotcha.
This is a case in the city of Ocala involving Officer Raymond Furing of City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The respondents are Gloria Walker and
Tony.
I think that's Tony.
That's Colby. Tony.
The location at 1720 Northwest 16th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, 34122, 122312, and 34121, as well as 122282. The parcel ID is, 2195-133-000. Legal service was obtained on 322-2012 for the notice of violation and 545-2012 for the notice of hearing. Officer Furing posted the property on 4-6-2012 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furing located this property and found it in violation of the city's code and that an unpermitted business is in process with derelict vehicles, junk, and debris, and the occupation is occurring in an area not zoned or permitted for such purposes. Additional investigation revealed that efforts by Officer Furing achieved some cleanup and removal of some vehicles. However, the junk and debris has not been remedied, and Officer Furing believes the vehicles have been removed for reinspection, that a business is still in operation.
Excellent.
All additional attempts by Officer Furing to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34122, 122312, 34121, and 122282, and order them to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, remove all abandoned and derelict vehicles from the property, or get them properly registered and operational, and not conduct an unpermitted and a not properly zoned business on the property, and finally pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do any additional cleanup and removal of derelict vehicles work, utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
So ordered.
We've completed the last case on that page, which brings us to the top of page 5 of the docket. COM 120008, a case involving Officer Matthew Leibfried, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The respondent is Tax Certificate Redemptions at a location at 2024 Northwest 4th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2260146-011. Legal services obtained for the notice of a hearing on 2/21/2012. All additional certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 2/1/2012 for the notice of violation and 5/4/2012 for the notice of hearing, a revised notice which included both of their names and addresses. Additional correspondence is a copy of the Sunbiz report for the business and they, we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Lockfried located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and is overgrown, dangerous, and unsecure. The structure is dangerous due to its unsecure and dilapidated condition. All attempts by Officer Lockfried to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. The staff recommendation be find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182, and order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
So these guys ponied up $6,800 to buy a tax deed on this property.
This is what's happened.
And now are about to walk away from their $6,800.
They get the baby with the bathwater. We have another case involving them coming up next.
That's not logical. Okay. Not investing any of my money with them.
Come in here and buy a bunch of stuff up and then don't...
Yeah, I guess they don't even look before they bid. I mean, that's just... I guess they bid on the theory that everything in the world must be worth at least $6,800.
I've got one in the historic district, and they didn't even realize that there was a historic home on the parcel when they bought it on the tax deed.
No, that's a real baby with a bathwater.
No local contacts with this at all, huh? This is insane. You didn't have to be a structural engineer to know you weren't buying anything but A, dirt, and B, a problem. Oh my, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll adopt the staff recommendation. This thing needs to come down.
That'll bring us to the middle of this page. A case involving Officer Matthew Lightfried, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, responded. Property Loan First, LLC, a local corporation. The address of 1909 Northwest 6th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of 3495, Section 82181, Section 82182. The parcel ID is 22517-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 5, 18, 20, and 21 of 2012 for the notice of violation. And 5-4 and 7-2012 for the notice of hearing. The property was posted on 4-17-2012 for the notice of violation and 5-1-2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report for the business. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Lightfried located this property and found it in violation of the city's code, as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Lightfried added the bank information to the case and notes the bank as responded as well. Additional attempts by Officer Lightfried to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. The staff recommendation be to find the respondents guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182, and order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Secure the residence building as required to prevent unauthorized entry. And 4. I got a typo there. The next item is going to be 3. Mm-hmm. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do all work utilizing all means required, any means required, I apologize, with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, 1 second. I'm just trying to get the drift of something.
Officer Lightfried is prepared to answer any questions.
Yeah, let me get back to this deed.
I, you know, on this particular one, you can look at their own paperwork at the bottom of page 5, or the top of page 5 of the photographs.
Yeah.
And you can see that they indicate they haven't been there since 4-18-12.
Okay, well, the deed of record is from a Pamela Bracey, B-R-A-C-E-Y, to this LLC.
Correct.
Then when I go down here to the SunBiz, okay, she's not in there. No. Yeah, right. Pamela Bracey is the manager of the LLC. So she deeded it from herself to herself.
And of course, we're stuck with this unsecured albatross.
Okay. All right, hold the fort here just a second.
You can see they're cutting a radius of about 25 feet of the front yard. They cut a loop.
The logic of that will escape you.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's not the most horrible structure. Is that a block building underneath the siding? Or is that
my impression
frame structure?
That this is a wood structure.
Yeah, well, that's probably not salvageable without a lot of expense. And do we, let me go back and look at the, code enforcement. Let's see. We're talking dangerous building, and we do have a lender. No, we don't have a lender.
No, sir. It's just okay, property so first, property loan first LLC, but they have two
addresses.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, mostly out of Georgia. Yeah, I find the violation exists. I adopt the staff recommendation and enter an order accordingly.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5 of your docket, COM 120399.
I wish some of these people would just send me money instead of putting it in the structure. You know, it'd just be so much quicker.
This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, respondents of Emma Clay Bowen, Irving Bowen et al. And Jimmy Clay, all of Oakwood, Georgia, a location of 1300 block of West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2845-071-017. All certified mail has been returned.
Okay.
We posted the property on 3/14/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/5/2012 for the notice of hearing.
Who is the et al. On Irving R. Bowens?
That I don't know.
How did we even conclude there was an et al.?
I believe if I looked at the Marion County property appraisers data, that is how their name appears.
But don't you know that if you click on the button right underneath one that has et al., you get the other et al.?
It gives more names or less names. And I don't have that information currently.
Just curious.
The et al. May be Jamie Clay or Jimmy Clay.
Could be. Let's find the deed. I haven't gotten down to the deed yet. Hold okay. For it.
Officer Thomas does have some information where he spoke with the respondent. So
okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's make sure we got all the warm bodies here we can get. They all seem to live in the same structure. I'm getting there. If City Council wants to cut the cost of code enforcement, they'll get better mice.
We haven't cut costs, but we certainly have.
Well, the fewer hours you stand here and talk with me, the more you can be out there enforcing the code. Okay. Grantor to Emma Jean Clay - Bowen. Emma, we lost the Jean, but okay. And Irving Roger Clay. Irving, Roger, Okay. Last deed of record is somewhat different than the property appraiser, but anyway, be that as it may. Your estimate on these costs of prosecution is most conservative.
Routinely get criticized that we are charging too much.
Well, I can't imagine having a staff run around
and
do
most
all
of the
this
time it's from
and spend $167. I just can't imagine that.
Most of the time it's from people that
have no idea that we do an affidavit of case costs and no idea of what our actual costs are. They just know that it's too much.
It's too much.
Yes,
inherently,
sir.
I can just tell. In my wallet, I can tell.
Cornack, the psychic.
Oh, too much.
Gave them that information.
Okay, so let me get the drift. I can't even tell what I'm looking at here. It's kind of a jungle. And the charge is weeds and accumulation of trash. Well, we certainly are overgrown. That's, there's the trash. Okay. Okay. Have you told me your recommendation yet?
No, sir. Recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and city to work to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure, and Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any additional questions you may have.
So ordered.
That'll bring us to the top of page 6 of the docket. COM 120536. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The estate of James Parr, care of Linda L. Sanchez. A location at 319 Southwest 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation, if you give me one moment to catch up to my own presentation
okay,
here.
That's right off Pine.
36. A violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2853-011-004. All certified mail has been returned. The property was posted on 3/12/2012 for the notice of violation and 4/5/2012 for the notice of hearing. A structural evaluation was completed by Inspector David Thompson with a score of 45 points, dilapidated, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. Mm-hmm. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located the property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. The structure is in dangerous condition due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the inspection, which resulted in a score of 45 points in dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response remedy all violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. And order them to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris, two, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residence up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which, a fine of $25 per day per violation and the city to do the work, utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And I believe we had contact with them. They advised us they're not opposed to having the structure demolished, just that they don't have the money to do it. And I think we can help them.
Yep. Well, it's fair to assume that the life tenant has died, and now the remainderman's died.
I have no idea.
Well, the property appraiser shows a probate.
Yeah.
You would not normally probate the termination of a life estate. All you do is record the death certificate. So since there's a probate, that probably means the remainderman has died. And they're probating the full time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know what property this is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I figured you
yes.
Recognize this.
I recognize this, yes. Yes, this needs to go away.
You're the person that can do that.
Yeah.
And we would be glad to help.
Oh, my goodness. Now, don't tell me city code officers are now driving around in red pickups.
No, sir.
Okay.
Not yet, but if there was a way to get it cheaper.
Red is probably easier to hit from a distance than white is. is. If I were you, I'd go for camouflage.
Doesn't bother me at all.
You don't go out.
came from the military.
You send these poor people out to get shot at. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to page, the middle of page 6 of your docket. Case CON120567, a case
involving...
we're
back to tax certificates.
Yes, sir. A case involving Officer Glenn Thomas. Location at 1937 Northwest 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, 82181, and 82182 has a familiar sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
The parcel ID is 22645-000-00. Legal service has not been obtained because all certified mail has been returned, but we posted the property on 3-14-2012 for the notice of violation and 4-5-2012 for the notice of hearing. A structural inspection has been included with a score of 40 points dilapidated by Officer David Thompson. Inspector David Thompson, City of Ocala, Building Department. As additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the Sunbiz report, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. Mm-hmm. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thompson located this property and observed the property is in violation of Cease Code and it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the inspection, which resulted in a score of 40 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order them to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. 2, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring residents up to all current Florida Building Code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day for violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Once again, we have a familiar situation.
Yeah, they got $6,000 in this thing.
Yes, sir.
And they've only owned it for a little over 2 years. And they probably didn't pay the last 2 years' property taxes. They'd be crazy if they did. Have we never had any contact from this Joel Israel at all? Nobody's ever talked to him, don't have a clue what he's out there doing.
No, sir.
Oh, I've seen this structure. That's a curious one. It must have been a window air conditioner. Why else would you put grids over your windows but not the bottom 18 to 24 inches?
Sounds like an AC unit.
Looks 18, like a window 18, air, 20 window 20 AC. I'm secure except for the lower part of my windows. Oh, it's standing open nowadays, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, rehab is not impossible, but anyway. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That brings us to the bottom of page 6 of the docket in the parking hearing request. I would point out that there are no more respondents additional testifying in any of the cases that we've been hearing. This is PRK 120240. This individual has requested a parking, has entered a plea of not guilty and requested a hearing. He has included his reasoning for that hearing on page 3.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, let's see, 1, 2, I see 3, he pulled into the Marion Theater parking lot to see if theater was open. See a movie, walked to the door, realized it was closed, returned case, had ticket. Does he just have a parking ticket or does he have a...
This is a parking ticket, yes, sir.
Okay, this is not a handicap parking spot.
No, sir. It's a fine of $25, now $30.
Officer Furring is here prepared to answer any questions you may have concerning this.
Is this a spot that says no parking?
Yes, sir. Theater parking.
And the relevance of walking to the front door to see if the theater was open or not is? Yeah, that one's denied. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. You found them guilty then?
Yes.
Okay. We've heard the last parking request. So on
okay. So we only got two parkings. Okay.
Yes, sir. That'll bring us to petitions on the docket. Mm-hmm. We've heard CEB 040060. That respondent was present.
I say that's Frias or Fries or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay, that one's handled. Okay.
The next three are involving Adriana Solomon. They've been consolidated on a single petition from them.
Okay, let me
find
Ms. Solomon's
paperwork. And I want to just
paperwork.
Bring you up to speed a little bit on this. We've had about 25 cases with Adriana Solomon. She is a repeat violator in the city.
Yeah.
These three locations that they're talking about are locations within the city mm-hmm. that the bank wants to do short sale with her on. The new owner has accepted that he cannot pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars that Adriana Solomon owes the city by virtue of all the fines that she's accrued over the years. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he has made it a proposal to the city to pay $2,000 for two of the properties that he wants to purchase and $3,000 for a third property that he wants to purchase. He wants the city to then enter into a partial release with him just as to those three properties. This seems like a sound approach to us.
It does to me too.
We would propose a $2,500 fine on all three properties rather than $2,000, $2,000, and $3,000. Our reasoning being that one, this is half the amount that we would usually settle for in cases of exorbitant fines and what have you, but we believe in this case that this is going to be in good interest for them. They'll separate these three properties from her. He claims that he will bring these properties into compliance and maintain them in accordance with the code. And these properties are generally separated from other properties that she has owned in the city,
mm-hmm.
and the city would certainly like for someone to step up and take care of these properties.
Okay, now let me, just so we get it all solved here in one run.
Yes,
first
sir.
Of all, 2 point. Your 2,500 times three is a $500 boost over what
yes,
they're
sir.
Proposing. You
yes,
think he's going to take it? Think $500 is going to get in his way?
I don't believe so, and I believe that, you know, reducing the $3,000 one to 2,500 is a carrot.
Okay.
And,
Well, what happens if he closes on the $3,000 one and then doesn't close on the others?
Then I would say that this is a package deal, and any deviations from this.
Okay, the order needs to say that.
Yes, sir. That this is a package deal.
So we'll make the deal, you know, one order with three case numbers on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that we will reduce the fines on these three case numbers to $7,500. Don't differentiate.
Very good.
Just so you don't get stuck with the trash and
yes,
somebody takes out the one plum that's in there. Now, does she have other code liens out there?
Yes, numerous.
Well, he's going to need partial releases from those as well.
Yes, sir.
And so
we
I assume
that
the
ability to create that.
Okay, so I assume the order would then specify the other code liens, and we will release those on these, partially release these on these three for zero. When we have our $7,500.
Yes, sir.
Not just 25 for one, and then we'll think about the other two.
Okay. What we'll do then is rather than have you write in an order,
mm-hmm.
we'll prepare the order based upon this transcript
mm-hmm.
of your direction,
mm-hmm.
and we'll include that for your signature.
Okay.
You know, see attached
yeah.
order
okay.
is what we'll put on today's document.
Or something like that. Okay. So
order. That helps us well out with three of those cases.
Yeah, because he needs clean title. We need
yes,
to,
sir.
We need to provide that system.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 8 of your agenda, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division.
Just a curiosity question.
Yes, sir.
What was Ms. Salmon doing when she was acquired? I mean, Did she actually think she was investing and getting deals that she was
going to? It's my impression that over the years she was doing this because she was renting these out, collecting rents, and, you know, doing the landlord kind of thing. And
okay.
Now she is a real estate broker.
Practicing where?
In Ocala.
In Ocala?
Yes, sir. At Caldwell Bankers.
Okay.
That'll bring us to case COM 120353. We have a request for reduction in this. The petition and the case photos are included. It's responded on page 2.
I'm
giving a statement to you.
Okay, this is McFarland.
Yes, sir.
City of Ocala, which is Huey. I request cancellation of 172.57.
Those are the case costs involved in our prosecution of this case.
And what's the compliance status of this property?
It has been brought into compliance.
So we're strictly down to case costs?
Yes, sir. The city would, of course, oppose a reduction of his case costs in this matter because we worked for almost 6 months trying to achieve compliance.
Yeah, and I'm not inclined. I mean, if you're going to be a landlord, you're going to be a landlord, and you behave like a landlord.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, if we forgive the 172 and he sells the property, he's not going to wander in and tell us that we know you forgave it, but we'd like to give you your 172 now. That's not going to happen either. I think I will not grant that petition.
That'll bring us to the top of page 9 of the docket into old business and our consent agenda for noncompliance. I would point out to the magistrate that we have removed COM 120359 from that case.
Sydney, right.
Yes, sir, due to representation by the attorney. The additional cases listed on the agenda or the docket, I would respectfully request or advise the magistrate that we have a affidavit of noncompliance in those cases and respectfully request an order entered to proceed with previous orders in the cases.
In the 6 cases out of the 7 listed on the agenda, omitting the Sydney case, I would enter orders per prior order imposing fines.
Yes, sir. If it pleases the magistrate, I would respectfully request in order to include all of the presentation, the testimony, and documents into the record.
So done.
And that concludes my presentation this morning.
Okay. Anything else, anybody? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you,
job.
Sir.
Good
Thank
job.
You,